This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, plenty of events happening around town, including the annual Little Neck Douglaston Memorial Day Parade. Parade Chairman Thomas Carty.
Expecting about 1,700 marchers, everything from church groups, school groups, military units, first responders, bands. We've got our marching units range from one person to our largest contingent, the U.S. United States Merchant Marine Academy, which has got about 450 marchers with us.
The whole thing steps off at 2 this afternoon at Northern Boulevard between Nassau Road and Morgan Street. The parade in Forest Hills runs along Metropolitan Avenue starting at 11 a.m. at 75th Avenue. In Ridgewood, also at 11, you're along Myrtle Avenue between Cooper and Cypress. Rockaway Beach, 10:30 this morning. That's along Rockaway Beach Boulevard between Beach 129th and 95th. College Point, 1:30 p.m. at 28th Avenue and Ulmer Street. Brooklands 158th Memorial Day Parade marches along 3rd Avenue between 71st and 75th starting at 11. And on Staten Island, your route is along Forest Avenue between Hart Boulevard and Jewett Avenue beginning at noon. As for the airports, Newark Airport was its usual problem child over the weekend, but the other airports have had issues of their own. Let's get the latest live from Newark with our Amanda Alexander.
Over the weekend, Newark Airport came in second place nationwide for the most delays. And while their delays sat around 215, JFK actually took the lead with 292. LaGuardia, around 170. Former chair of New Jersey's Transportation Committee, John Wisniewski, explains what's hitting Newark.
At the beginning of the Trump administration, they made a big play about laying off people and firing people who worked for air traffic control and for the FAA. Well, this is what you get when you shortchange staff.
And he says Newark's delays probably won't be resolved anytime soon. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Newark Airport.
A pregnant woman heading home from the Beyoncé concert Saturday night was killed following a fender bender in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. 32-year-old Tiffany Sifuni had gotten out of her car at the intersection of Van Buren Street and Marcus Garvey Boulevard. When she approached the other car, police say that driver took off the wrong way and dragged her. Her father-in-law says they had just found out that she was expecting.
They just hit us with that news about 2 weeks ago, and she was so proud of the fact that she surprised me and buckled my knees with the news.
After hitting several other parked cars, that other driver took off on foot and has yet to be caught. In the Bronx, a 78-year-old woman was fatally struck while crossing White Plains Road at East 216th Street. That's in Williamsbridge. Police say she was hit late Saturday night by an SUV being driven by a 56-year-old woman. So far, no ID on the victim. That driver remained on scene and was not charged. Looks like another fire may have been caused by a lithium-ion battery. This was in Concourse Village, the Bronx, where the blaze broke out just before 6:30 yesterday evening on the fifth floor of an apartment building on 160th Street between Melrose and Elton Avenues. Two people suffered minor injuries. A march and plaque dedication was held Sunday to remember the fifth anniversary of the death of George Floyd.
It was a police officer's knee that killed George Floyd in Minneapolis. It became a wake-up call, though, about policing and racial injustice. And so the Reverend Kevin McCall of the Kingdom Justice Church says it's important to have a permanent memorial to Floyd here.
He shook the nation. He shook the world. He made an impact here in New York City.
The memorial is a park bench in the Zion Triangle in Brownsville, Brooklyn. Floyd's father and brother had lived in that neighborhood for a while. As a result of Floyd's death, the NYPD's controversial stop and frisk policy has ended citywide. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.